brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
All right, Elijah, how can we help?
Okay, this is kind of a very strange situation. So I'm 23 years old. I work out here in the oil field. I make $26 an hour, 12-hour days, week on, week off.
Mm-hmm.
I have about 9 hours of free time while I'm at work. I'm a well watcher. I basically pretty much get numbers every hour or every 3 hours. Pretty much my total amount of labor throughout the day equates to about 3 hours of work. I don't have anybody down my throat. So I basically just have a bunch of free time just sitting in my pickup, doing nothing, really. And my question is, how do I use my time and the internet to increase my income while I'm out here? Jobs look really scammy online, and I know there's a lot of different avenues I can pursue, and it's kind of got me in a state of paralysis by analysis, and I would like your guys' input on what you would do specifically in this situation.
All right, let's start with, you've got all these ideas. What are the top two or three that interest you?
I feel like the most scalable option is trying to get a following through social media. And I also know that with any sort of endeavor I go into money-wise, I need to have marketing and sales, which I am developing my skills in.
All right, so hold on. I want to crystallize these ideas, okay? So one of your ideas to make extra money in the 9 hours you're sitting in the truck is social media, which means you got to build that up to a certain point. By the way, that's pretty public. Would your bosses, if they saw that social media channel, would that cause you a lot of heartache and even make you lose your job?
I don't think so. I mean, I have posted videos out here and he has viewed my account, so I don't think so, okay. Especially if I was getting traction.
But that's not going to make a lot of money right away. So what's the other idea?
Right. That's exactly my thing.
What's another idea?
The only thing I could think of is like maybe e-commerce or like some sort of freelancing, but I also like don't have any really skills, but and everything seems to be, again, very scammy. Like I've went around trying to apply for jobs and I've applied to a bunch of them and it seems like people are just trying to get my information and take my money.
All right, so here's the deal. Correct. That's right. If I were you, and I want John to take, I want him to say what he would do. If I were you, I got 9 hours in the truck. So I'm essentially going to have to make money off my phone. And I was scrolling.
And my laptop.
Okay, great. Sorry. Your laptop as well. So I'm looking at not things that require scam, but things that I completely control. So the resale industry is not a scam. You know, so for instance, if you're buying mm-hmm. stuff on that week off, so you're 1 week on, 1 week off. I interviewed a couple several years ago on my show that they started doing flea marketing and garage sales, and they would go buy stuff. Like, so for instance, they'd go buy a leather bag for $2 from a garage sale because they knew what it was, and they would clean it up, whatever, and then they would turn around and sell it for 20. Okay. And so they just kept doing this for about 2 years, and then they got pretty good at it. And then the husband started making YouTube videos documenting what they did. And now the guy makes, you ready for this? $1.5 million a year off their YouTube channel talking about flea marketing flipping.
Wow.
Flea market flipping or garage sale flipping. So that's not a, they are just simply going to the work. And so I'm not, I don't want to hang that idea on you, but I would be thinking, what can I do in my week off that would enhance my 9 hours in the truck from an e-commerce standpoint? So I that's the only idea I have, but I know in the week off, I could be going buying stuff, fixing it up, listing it, and I'm checking on it and all that stuff
during
in
the week,
car.
Yeah.
That's just one idea because you're limited to what you can do, but I don't want you thinking that you just
in
have to
truck,
have a scam.
Yeah.
Elijah, here's my thought. And maybe I'm out to lunch here. If in an average football game, an NFL game, I'll sit down and watch 3 or 4 hours of a game, right? There's actually 18 to 20 minutes of actual activity happening on that field over those 3 or 4 hours. The rest is timeouts, planning, calling plays, lining up, offsides. There's only 18 minutes of those 4 hours where there's actually men running up and down the field trying to catch a ball or hit each other. But that doesn't mean the other 3 and 3/4 hours are a waste of time. They're all part of the strategy of the game. My question to you is, you're watching Wells and you're supposed to go take measurements. That doesn't mean, even though your job is boring, even though your job is dreadfully boring, that a big part of your job isn't making sure that the well doesn't blow.
Yeah, right. Well, I am watching like millions of dollars worth of equipment.
That
like,
is your job. I think the bigger question here is you've got a very boring job and you don't like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll burn somebody out quick.
Everybody told you, it's a great job, dude. You can get a job in the oil fields. And I'm from West Texas, so it's very similar. Oh, yeah, it's a great this. And it's a hazardous, exhausting, boring, lonely job most of the time.
No, exactly. I'm actually out here by myself.
Yes. It's my
night. That's worse.
So either, like Ken said, you get really good at doing work during your off week, which I think is really wise. It's a 23-year-old without a family, without kids, without mortgages. It's
I do have a fiance and actually a 3-week-old child.
Oh, well, my bad then. So now
we got a little less
you're
time
in it now. Yeah. But you're working. You're working 24/7, 365 for the next few years. But I'd have a hard conversation with myself, with my wife, or my future wife about where we're going to be, what we want to do, and I might take those 8 hours that you're not working and say, okay, if I have to get qualified for something, I want to get into marketing, I want to get into another thing.
Yeah.
You can do education in your truck from your computer while also watching the wells.
That's
and
right.
That way, if your boss ever comes out and goes, are you running another business on the side? You could say, no, sir, I'm getting a degree to make me a more valuable employee, right? And then you wake up in a year and a half, you got $26 an hour, you've worked on the weeks off, on your on-off weeks, and you got a qualification to go get the next thing for you.
Yeah.
But you hate your job, dude. You hate your job. And so I don't want you to scam on your boss just because you took a boring job. I think you need to do it right. That's just my 2 cents.
Yeah, that's the conflict of interest is a real thing. But if you're just sitting there, you know, I think that's...
You can also sell stuff on eBay too, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I agree with John. I think the answer you're looking for is where do I want to be 20 years from now and how do I use the 9 hours to get me there? I agree with that. But there's other ways to make money too. So really good stuff. Congrats on the baby.
Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.